Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, I'm joined by my guest, Barry from O'Sullivan Fitness. Hey Barry.
Hey Brian.
So again, great feedback from these kind of episodes where Barry just comes up with three questions and we just kind of bash it back and forth together. So we'll get straight into the first one. Barry, what's the first question today?
Yeah, so a lot of people find that they can't get a healthy balance between their work, fitness and social lifestyle and end up just burning out. How can you kind of stop this from happening, Brian?
Okay, great question. This is a really, really common problem. This is actually something I struggled with personally myself when I used to live in London working as a teacher, because you had that burnout from working very hard, training, going out at weekends, and you just felt like you were constantly burning the candle at both ends. So what I normally find is it's setting up your priority and your value ladder on what's the most important, and then working backwards and then trying to build an entire lifestyle around having the best of everything. So what I do with people that come through, say, my online top 50 program is I don't sacrifice nights out with people. I don't say stay in for the next 6 or 12 weeks and eat broccoli and lettuce and train 5 hours a day and don't talk to anybody, because that's not sustainable long term. It will work, you know. If you do that, you will get into pretty good shape, or you'll lose a lot of body fat. You probably won't sustain it, but you'll get results. It's about integrating your fitness, your nutrition into your lifestyle so that you've got a better quality of life. One of the main things that I try and fix with people, I know Barry, you do this with your clients as well, is fixing the nutrition so that you have more energy throughout the day, so that you're able to have the best of everything. You're able to be more focused at work. You're able to have more energy so that you're able to train, and you're able to have that weekend comes and you're not just spronging out on the couch and watching Netflix for 5 hours because you're knackered from the week. And I know, because I did this. You know, I know when my nutrition wasn't on point when I used to live in London as a teacher. And when I say not on point, I was eating what I thought was clean. You know, I was eating microwavable foods. Some of them were like, they were brown rice and basmati rice, and I was using sweetener drops, and I was using all these things that I thought were healthy, and I was lean. Like, I was walking around at, you know, my normal 10 to 13% body fat, which was what I've been at for the last several years since I've been living a fitness lifestyle. Before I started working as a personal trainer.
But your body didn't reflect how you felt.
Really didn't. It was a high end that you did not feel the way you looked, because you, and it's funny, because when you're looking at your fittest, unless you've done it the right way, it's normally when you feel the least amount of energy and you feel at your very, very worst. What I found for me during that time in life, I was working a very regular life in terms of, I used to get up, I'd go to work in the morning, I would come home, I'd train, and then I would eat my food, prep my meals, and I'd do that all through the week. I'd go out for drinks on Thursday night, I'd go out again Friday or Saturday, and then I was in bed all day Sunday because I was either hungover, I was tired, or I'd be on the couch all weekend just getting ready to go out that night because I was so tired from the week. So what I found was, when I started to flip that with nutrition, I looked at it and realized that, well, this isn't the way I'm supposed to feel, this isn't the way life is supposed to be. The first thing I did was start to look into nutrition more. When I started to realize that there were certain foods and certain processed ingredients, and I was eating a lot of things like protein bars, I was using a lot of supplements, I was using a lot of sweetener drops, these things that were thought to be fitness and healthy. And I'm not saying you can get into incredible shape using these things. And I've spoken before about my feelings on, you know, those flavor drops and protein bars and processed foods and things like that. But when it comes into the case of having an optimal lifestyle for energy, when you flip that switch and start eating foods that give your body energy as opposed to taking away from it, your absolute life quality increases from it. So what I found was, when I fixed my nutrition and I started spacing my meals, keeping my blood sugar stable, I started using more real foods and cooking my meals or prepping my meals in advance, that my actual quality of life improved. My training sessions got better because I had more energy. I know every training session I ever missed was down to being too tired. But also, I was able to balance it with a social life at the weekends because I wasn't too tired. The thing is, with going out and having a few drinks, that's not going to set you back massively. It's eating the shitty food around it that's going to set people back. I have people come through my online program, and I've got some college people that come through, and weekend warriors, which is a good term for, you know, where you train hard during the week and you take the weekend off and you just go out and have a few drinks. That's not a negative connotation in any stretch or form. But if you're a weekend warrior, where you do that, you can have your drinks and not have it affect your physique in a negative way, assuming you've done the things that time it right. What I do with people in my online program is we time it and factor it in and structure it in. Of course, it's not optimal. You know, if you're going to drink every weekend, it's going to slow down progress slightly. But If you can optimize it by doing your hardest training session that day, eating clean up to that point, dropping back your carbohydrates before you go out, and then getting back on track with your nutrition the next day, and maybe doing some faster cardio in the morning if you're able, that's going to minimize damage massively in terms of actual body composition. It's the eating the fast food, eating hydrogenated oils, eating the pizzas and Coke and Ben and Jerry's the next day, all day. That's what's going to set you back. It's the eating the shitty food, and then because of what happens with alcohol, because it is a toxin at the end of the day, you can have a mood drop and you're reaching for those serotonin and dopamine foods to try and get your fix. And I know, and I'm speaking, this is as speaking as someone that's done it. And I can very much give a good context on the issue because I did it for 2 years, you know, where I would train really hard and eat really clean Monday to Friday. I'd go out Saturday night, get really fucking drunk on Saturday. I'd be hungover all day Sunday and I wouldn't eat a clean food all day Sunday. And I'd try and get back on the grind Monday and my mood wouldn't come back right until Tuesday. But you, once you're doing it the right way, you can balance everything. You know, life is about living, and you can, if you're eating the right foods for the majority of the time, you're able to go out and have a few drinks every weekend, go out and socialize. What happens? I actually got a message last week from somebody speaking about how they're afraid to go out for nights out and drinking because they don't want to set back their progress in the gym. I was like, go out. I was like, just don't get blackout drunk. You know, go out and have your 3 or 4 drinks, factor it in as your free meal, and then have them, enjoy them, and then get back on the grind the next day. You know, if you're finding that you're having social anxiety because it's going to set back your fitness progress, then you've lost already, because the gym's not going to be there for you when you fucking need people. You know, you can have the best of everything. If you've got your nutrition on point, that's in alignment with your goals, you've got a good training program, you can go out at weekends, you can have your drinks, and you cannot feel guilty about it. But the key is going to be making sure that things like your nutrition doesn't fall off completely. You don't spend five or six nights getting flat out drunk every night, but factoring in and making that balance. I know some people work better not having the balance. Like if you're prepping for a show or prepping for a shoot, or you're really focused on an event or a wedding or something like that, you're better to go balls to the wall and just eat really clean, eat really strict, train really strict, and work to that point. As long as you have a reverse plan out, that will work great too. So it's finding what works best for you. But for the majority of people in the overall context of life, you should never be cutting your social life, cutting spending time with friends just so that you can get to the gym. The truth is, if you've got a good training program, you only need 3 to 5 days a week in the gym, 30 to 50 minutes maximum, and then using your nutrition to make sure your energy is on point so their body composition is changing, whether that's to lose fat, get fit, or build muscle, regardless of what your goals are. You don't need to sacrifice life, time with family, time with friends. It's just being smart about it and making sure that everything's in alignment with your goals, so you're not in the gym for 3 hours a day and you're not using foods that are taking away your body's energy and that may be setting you back one step forward, even though you're actually taking 2 steps back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? What do you do with your clients, Barry?
Yeah, I think the biggest word you said there is balance. You know, we talk about it all the time. You
see, such a cliche, by the way, right now in fitness is balance. Yeah. But I hope that gave a little bit more of a context.
Yeah.
Don't be a cliche, Barry.
exactly. Careful what I say here, but yeah, no, I suppose it's about finding the balance. You still see a lot of people and they go hell for leather all of a sudden. You know, they get a massive supplement stack, or they're like, "No, I'm doing this. I'm doing such and such for some amount of weeks," and then you don't see them then after that for another few weeks. And it's kind of, you go too hard into something and you say that's fine, you feel great doing it for a while, but as you say, it's not sustainable. You know, somebody who doesn't go out, suddenly they're like, "No, I'm not going out now for 3 months, I'm off the beer for 3 months," and that's fine. But then you find in 3 months' time the person relapses and goes the opposite direction. So like you said, I could talk about balance all day, but I think it's about finding something that works, not just from Monday to Friday, works from Monday to Sunday, you know, something that you enjoy doing. So you're not, as you say, living for the weekend, you know, literally just holding on for Friday to come, you know, saying, "Oh God, my training's over with now till Monday again," or stuff like that. And on the nutrition side of it, you know, like you say, starting off cutting out the processed foods, starting with the good nutrient-dense foods, and then as your last resort, maybe some of your processed foods to make life enjoyable, but putting it in a way that you're not constantly chasing energy levels, you know, and that way that you've energy to kind of go about your day and sort of enjoy your life. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah, that's perfect. I think that makes perfect sense. As I said, it's going to be finding what works best for you with your stage in life right now. If you've got an event coming up, or you've got a wedding, or you've got something you really want to focus and grind down to, then by all means, live that life of a hermit for a couple of weeks or a few months or whatever it is that is for you. I know that's how I respond well. Like when I used to compete, or when I used to have photo shoots and used to travel around, I used to just go into cave mode for a a month or 6 weeks and just focus on training and eating. And then, but as long as you have a plan on the other side, so that's not your entire life, that's going to be key. And I'm speaking from somebody that did that, that once you have a reverse plan out, and you know that, well, when I come out of this now, I'm gonna make more time to spend with my friends or spend with my family or whatever it is. It's having that reverse plan out so that your whole life isn't dictated by, well, I need to look a certain way. Because if you dig deep enough in it, a lot of us start the gym and start that strive towards perfection to, you know, either meet somebody or to look better so we can prove ourselves to somebody by not going out and fucking socializing and seeing people. What's the point of having a fucking amazing physique or being in great shape if no one can fucking appreciate you for it? Even though at the end of the day, it should always be for you. Normally, a lot of us, and I'm speaking for myself here, you normally start that journey because it's triggered by what somebody has said to you or somebody you want to impress. And I know a lot of people will come to me after breakups or people that will come to me that have got out of long-term relationships and they're like, okay, I need to change my body composition now. That's a confidence thing. You know, you want to be able to show that confidence when you're out and about with people. So it's really, really important that you have a plan in place for that. And if you're going into hermit mode for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or whatever it is, by all means have a plan that when you come out the other side of it, that you don't get sucked into that lifestyle and then you know it's a year gone by and you haven't seen any of your friends or family, but you've got an amazing six pack or got a massive arse for glutes, you know. Hey everyone, this is Brian from the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. I just want to take a quick 90 seconds to thank you all for downloading the podcast and tell you about my 6 week top 50 online program. It still blows my mind to see the thousands of downloads every week, so thank you all so much. What if I told you you could lose body fat, build muscle, or tone up all without putting your life on hold? One of the things that irks me in fitness is people saying that you need to train for an hour and a half every day or do loads of cardio to get in good shape, or silly things like you need to avoid putting milk in your coffee or completely eliminate alcohol or else you're going to get fat. The truth is, you can get into incredible shape by eating certain foods, timing your meals properly, and following a training program that is in exact alignment with your specific goals. And you can do this without putting your life on hold. The right program should fit into your lifestyle and schedule and not the other way around. Whether you're a guy or a girl, think about how good it would feel losing body fat and building muscle or toning up, all because you have the right systems in place. You didn't have to starve yourself, you didn't have to spend hours and hours in the gym, or even try and piece together different workouts and nutritional plans together yourself in the hope that they worked. With my top 50 program, you'll have a full blueprint on how to best time your meals, what foods to eat, all your macro calculations, and different recipes to help keep you on track. My philosophy on nutrition is to help you find the strategies, foods, and systems that work best for your lifestyle and goal, so your diet just becomes the way you eat and not a diet you're following. Also, have you ever found yourself thinking, am I doing this exercise right? Or is this the best way to lose fat, tone up, or build muscle? I remember that feeling too well. Imagine the peace of mind knowing exactly how to do every exercise at home or in the gym, and knowing that your training program is in exact alignment with your specific goals, and seeing your body composition change as a result. Everyone has different nutritional preferences, lifestyles, and schedules, and my Top 50 program is the only program where I work with each person through the Top 50 Facebook group. Here I do weekly Q&As with everyone in the program, and this is where we can tweak and adapt training and nutrition to make the program perfect for you. Not only that, but you'd also have one of my online coaches working with you Monday to Friday to make sure that there's no stone left unturned in getting you into amazing shape. Every program is capped at 50 people, so once the group hits 50 people, it closes until the next round. So for more information or to sign up for the next 6 week Top 50 online program, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com, or email me on brian@briankeenfitness.com. And thanks again for listening.
Yeah, so second question, if you could only train your brain or slash mind or your body for the rest of your life, which would you pick and why? So it's a tough one because, you know, as you say, like, obviously you need to train your body for your health. But I mean, you know, it's arguable now that your mental health is as important as your physical health. So
it's funny because depending on what time you catch me in my life, I probably have a different answer.
Yeah.
If you had asked me 5 years ago, there'd have been no question on it. I'm like, well, I want to be able to train. I'd rather be a monged out zombie and be able to go to the gym and train and run and swim and play football and do all of these things than to have my mind in focus. It's funny because now it's done a flip. Like, I have these really fucking sadistic thoughts every once in a while. That I'm like, okay, well, what would happen if I happened Stephen Hawking and I had nothing but my mind? How would I react to that? And it's a case that, and I've read Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time, like it's really, really good, particularly the scaled down version that's more accessible for people. It's basically talking about fucking quantum physics and cosmology, but it is a good indicator of how high somebody can climb with their mind that has no physical body to really back them up. And even hearing stories with people like that that have come out the other side, it completely shifts your paradigm in terms of, well, actually, people much greater than me have came out, and that's actually been a physical thing for them. So right now, I would probably pick the mind side over the body, even though I normally speak that they're so intertwined. You know, everything that your body does will affect your mind, and everything your mind does will affect your body. And the whole section in my book, that's the second part of the book, the book's named The Fitness Mindset, and the second section's all mindset, talking about stress, cortisol, anxiety, all these things that can affect your body in a positive or negative way, and how it literally, they're nearly one and the same. You can have the best nutrition, the best supplements, the best training program, but if you're constantly stressed out and cortisol is constantly elevated, you're always going to have a cap on your ceiling for how much you can progress. So it's very, very important to have both. That being said, if I had to choose, I would probably go with the mind. Assuming that I had the ability to speak and I had the ability to get across my message, I would probably pick my mind, purely for the point that I have changed my philosophy a lot in the last 5 years, that I'm no longer here to serve myself. I'm not here for me. It's the reason that I put out so many podcasts and so many videos and the book and all these things, that it's trying to help people, support people, give value, and try and serve as many people as I can. Like, I love the Zig Ziglar quote, that if you help people get what they want, you'll get everything you want. And I have found that when you speak things into existence and you literally say, well, I'm just going to provide as much value as I can, you literally get it back, that you get everything you want. Now, I have a very, very simple lifestyle. You know, Barry, you know me well, and you know that if I've got time to spend with Holly, somewhere to train, a book, and a bit of solidarity, a bit of quietness, or time with close friends, that's literally all I need. I don't need a fancy watch, a big house, or a car. I don't give a fuck about those things. It's not me, and I don't care about them. So I have a very, very simple lifestyle. But something that drives me and gets me out of bed every morning now is that ability to try and provide value and help as many people as I can. So if I didn't have the ability to train, I still think you can help people. And this goes for anybody. Like, if you're somebody that's just joined the gym for the first time and did their first training session, you can still help the person that's on the couch. You know, you can provide them value and you can help other people. And it's funny because you can buy all these things. And I went through stages when I bought nice things and they don't make you any fucking happier. You know, like, there's a great book, Daniel Gilbert, I think he's a Harvard psychologist, Stumbling on Happiness. And he speaks that it's about experiences that make you happy. You know, the when you buy your car, buy a new car, you think it's going to make you really fucking happy until you buy the car, and then you're really happy for a week, 10 days. And then what happens? It just becomes a fucking other car that gets you from A to B. And then yet every fucking 4 years or 2 years, we think, well, no, the next car will make me happier. You know, and we do that with everyone. It's like, yeah, the next relationship, the next person, the next house, the next watch, the next fucking dress will make us happier. And even studies have shown, and Daniel Gilbert spoke in this book, that it's experiences, because we have remembering, we remember things, and when we remember the experiences that we have, that's what gives us happiness. And for me, largely building a life around those experiences and helping other people, because the experiences you create when you help other people gets internalized into your fucking neural pathway in your brain, and you feel better because of it. One of the major shifts that I've had over the last couple of years, and even since Holly was born, was I stopped serving myself. I stopped being so fucking selfish and training 4 or 5 hours a day and doing all these things where I wasn't helping other people, or I wasn't helping my family, or I wasn't helping my friends, and I wasn't being there for Holly, which she was only a couple of months when I made this shift. And since I've done that, my entire life has taken a completely new trajectory, because when you're helping people and serving people, and everybody can help somebody else, that's when all your happiness comes. So whether you have a complete disability that you can't use anything from your neck down and your body is just completely disabled, you're still able to provide value to people. So I think if you ask me right now, I'm always going to say I would continue to train my mind, because the more I read, the more information I consume, the more experiences that I have, the higher ability I have to impact people's lives. I'm not saying that in a woo-woo, I'll fucking save the world way, but you can impact people's lives. Like, I had people come up to me in my seminar recently, they're like, you've literally changed my life with that video or that podcast or that comment that you made. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. Like, that's what it's about, and that's creating experiences. And everyone has that ability to support and serve and help other people, but you need to be the best version of you in order to do that. By consuming the information, by reading the books, by experiencing different things in life, that gives you contextual knowledge to help other people. You know, so if you gave me the option right now, it would be picking training my mind over my body every single time.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head there with that one. So I suppose then our last and third question would be, do you think a lot of the problems our bodies face can be solved with nutrition, and how powerful of a tool can it really be?
Okay, so something I've learned over the last 12, 18 months is your body is really, really powerful, and your mind is actually really, really powerful. I know myself that there's people that will literally think things into existence. I laugh and we joke with Paul Germany, who came through my mentorship program as well. He speaks that he's like, well, I've decided I'm never getting sick again. So he tells himself that he's never, and he never is. The fucker's never sick, you know? And it's funny because you can tell yourself something and your mind is very powerful. But in terms of nutrition, I have found a lot of people that have came through my top 50 program, and probably the most frequent complaints that people have with illnesses, things like PCOS, irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut, anxiety issues, all of these things that are massively triggered by certain foods. And I've had people come out of my program after 6 or 12 weeks and have either massively minimized IBS, leaky gut, or PCOS, or completely eliminated them by just making changes in nutrition. You know, there's different things and different sweeteners, different preservatives, different E flavors that are going to trigger a fight or flight response in your body. And I know, speaking from someone that had these issues, that I would eat a certain food and it would send off my body into a state of anxiety, and then I'd get headaches, and it was all down to my body reacting to these certain sweeteners and foods. So what I would advise people do is audit your nutrition, and just if you, again, this goes for the people that have issues with their stomach or issues with PCOS or issues with anxiety or issues with brain fog. If you're somebody that is eating, you know, protein bars every day, eating diet drinks every day, eating processed foods, and you're responding and you feel great, fuck it, you don't need to change anything. You know, if you're responding and you're on the right track, like, it's going to be finding what works best for you. I have people that come through my top 50 program that will have a protein bar every day. I have some people that have chocolate every day. Other people will go zero carb. Other people will have 500 grams of carbs. It varies because I tailor it in the nutrition as we go along. So it's finding what works best for you. But people that have health issues and illnesses, now it depends. You know, if I've got a fucking cancerous cell, I want a doctor to look at that shit, you know. But there are a lot of issues that people have now that that a majority of people seem to be suffering with that can be fixed with nutrition. Like, as I said to you, and we've spoken about this before, that somebody that has a massive issue with cravings or anxiety or stress or worry can be a fucking magnesium deficiency. By supplementing back in magnesium or adding in things like raw cacao into shakes, you can actually bump up your magnesium levels. And then automatically all those problems go away, you know? So what I found with a lot of people, and you're probably similar with the people you've worked with, Barry, is when you start pulling out the ingredients that are sending your body into that state of fight or flight and are taking away your energy, a lot of the health issues tend to massively minimize or else disappear completely. So if you have that problem with any of those that I've mentioned, or anything that's not a serious illness, that's having a negative effect on your life, audit your nutrition. Have a look at the foods you're eating. You know, it can be as simple as switching from processed fucking factory farmed eggs to free range organic eggs that have a higher omega 3 that puts your body into a higher omega 3 balance. And I'm not saying that from a fucking woo woo buy organic free range. I'm saying it from a bump up your omega 3 because it'll speed up your body's ability to lose body fat or build muscle, or actually improve your overall health, which will improve your quality of life, which can give you more energy, which means you'll get better body composition as a result. It's the marginal gain of adding up all these little things and then having those make a huge difference. So my advice would be, if you're someone that suffers from any of those illnesses that are having a negative effect on your life, audit your nutrition. Just have a look at what's in your foods. Are you using microwave porridge? Are you using factory eggs? Are you using shitty meat that's got fucking preservatives and additives to it? If you have, then maybe it's worth consuming other foods and experimenting with different things. You know, again, this is for the person that has the issues. If you're perfectly fine and you've got incredible health and your energy levels are good and your body composition is changing and you're using microwavable foods or processed foods and you're not too worried about overall health long term, by all means, fucking stick with it, because you found what works for you, and that's what a lot of us are trying to do. So, but it's for the people that I'm saying that have those issues, and I did an episode on irritable bowel syndrome and stomach issues because it's something I suffered with a lot. So if you haven't and you have those issues, go check out that episode. It goes into even more detail on this and the steps that I took to come out the other side. I haven't had an attack in 12 to 18 months, and it's been largely down to nutrition. Again, a little bit of gut healing as well, because your gut is your second brain, but a lot of it was down to just pulling things in nutrition, pulling out the triggers, and then making sure I was using things that healed my gut. But that goes for the same with anyone with any sort of issues that are affecting your health in a negative way. What are your thoughts on that, Barry?
Yeah, I suppose you kind of covered it all there, really, like, not to simplify it too much, but, you know, we say you are what you eat. And it's like you said there yourself, it's no coincidence that, you know, any issues you would have had or certain clients we would have had have kind of disappeared when we kind of take out, as we say, the processed foods and kind of just incorporate the more nutrients-dense foods. You know, these are the things that are going to provide our body, you know, with obviously the macronutrients they need and vitamins and minerals, you know, which is going to benefit our body greatly. And then, like as we said, you know, you can incorporate any sort of food you want, but for the most part, the processed ones aren't going to do a whole lot for our body, and in some cases are actually doing harm. So, you know, not to completely basically copy what you've been just saying, but, you know, a lot of the time it is down to our dietary habits, you know. Certain things you're going to have to say, okay, well, I'm going to the doctor for this, you know, you want an expert opinion. But a lot of the time, the simple problems we're having, whether it's something like IBS or we just think we're having very poor energy levels, a lot of the time, if we just change something in our diet, a lot of the time it's sorted out itself.
So. All right, and that's a really good point. I'm actually going to finish on two quick points just because you triggered it there with me. Yeah. It's funny, I've had people come through my program and I'm fucking similar. With IBS particularly, IBS is one that pisses me right off at fucking real doctors, even though doctors are incredible and I know some that are absolutely amazing and I wouldn't change my doctor or my GP for the fucking world. But I remember when I went in with stomach issues first, they stuck fucking cameras everywhere. There was fucking holes trying to find out what was wrong. When I was like, I have irritable bowel, they're like, no, it's not that. That's not real. I was like, I'm fucking telling you, I have irritable bowel syndrome. I was like, this is what's happening, you know? And they'd stick fucking cameras everywhere to fucking see what was going on. They're like, oh no, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm like, there is. I'm like, I'm fucking curled up in a bed with a pain in my fucking stomach. Where it's funny because when I took a step back and went down an alternative route to healing that and realized and looked into what was happening to my gut wall and my intestinal wall had food seeping through, that I needed to heal that. When I was able to fix that myself, all the problems disappeared. And I've had people come through my program with similar issues that have gone to doctor after doctor after doctor after specialist with things like PCOS or IBS or leaky gut that have done nothing but put them on fucking medication for something that needs a healing on the gut wall. And this isn't a knock by any stretch on doctors because they're incredible at what they do. But sometimes there are, the same as everything, there's shitty fucking personal trainers, there's shitty hairdressers, there's also shitty fucking doctors that will just throw medication at you and say, well, this is what'll heal your gut, as opposed to going to the source, putting a fucking band-aid on it, you know. So if you're somebody that suffers from that, realize that you can fix a lot of that with your nutrition and the right supplements that heal your gut. So that's number one. I'm also going to finish on the last point just to give people a bit of context, because I know, depending on the episodes you listen to, when I say processed food, and I know this confuses some people, but Barry made a good point there. It's not the processing of food that's the problem. What happens with the majority of processed food is they pull the vitamins and minerals, like Barry said, out of the food and they replace it with different additives and preservatives so that it's got a longer shelf life. It's that processing and removal of vitamins and minerals and adding of flavorings and additives and different shitty ingredients. That's where the issue is. You can process food and have it perfectly healthy by not removing any of the vitamins and minerals and not adding any preservatives. Just means it doesn't have a long shelf life. You know, food was meant to be eaten. It wasn't meant to sit in a shelf for 6 months. So just to kind of give a little bit of clarification on that, Barry made a good point when he was talking about the vitamins and minerals and nutrient-dense foods that people should eat that will support a lot of people, is the fact that the processed foods tend to remove a lot of that. That's the problem. That's not processed foods across the board. That's just the processed food that has a long shelf life because of the different things that have been added and the different ingredients and vitamins and minerals that have been removed. So just to give a little bit of context on that, I've spoken about that before, but I know it's something that I get asked regularly on Snapchat. So I'm just going to expand on it here now, and hopefully it helps you guys a lot.
Brilliant.
Awesome. Okay, so I want to say a massive thank you to my guest, Barry. Barry, where's the best place for people to find out more about you?
Yeah, so you'll get me at O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And my Snapchat is pretty live at the moment at BOSully92.
Awesome. Okay, and for any more information on me, you can head over to my website, www.briankeyfitness.com. You can sign up to my blog on there. My Snapchat, BrianK019, which is definitely my most active platform at the minute. I'm loving Snapchat. And my Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, all Brian Keane Fitness. Massive thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic, who put together all my podcast episodes. Catch you guys soon. Hey everyone, as a thank you to everyone who subscribed to my podcast, I'm giving away two free programs every week for the month of April, one for each episode. My two flagship programs are the BKF online program, which is my male and female program that has everything you need to build muscle, lose body fat and tone up. Each version is based around your specific goals. And my GA Lean Body program, which has all the tools you need to get into incredible shape, whether that's to build muscle, tone up or lose body fat while simultaneously improving your performance so you're fitter, faster and stronger on the pitch. For a chance to win whichever program fits your goals best, just subscribe to my podcast and leave an honest review, and I'll be picking two winners every week. Winners will be announced on my Snapchat, BrianK019, so be sure to follow me on there to see if you've won. I'm picking the winners from random reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, so thanks again for downloading and subscribing, and best of luck to everyone. We can't give it up.